Close your eyes and watch your breath. All the way in, all the way out. And see if the breath is comfortable. Take a couple of good, long, deep breaths and see if deep breathing feels comfortable. And if it doesn't, you can change the rhythm, change the texture. After all, the breath is the force of life, so it should feel good coming in, going out. And it gives you a good place to stay. This last month I was visiting some people in the hospital, and I noticed that the people who had a background in meditation were able to deal with the pain, deal with the fact that they couldn't move around much better than those who hadn't meditated. Because with the breath you've got something to do. You can play with the breath in different parts of the body, even though the other things are closing in on you. But at least you've got your breath. So get on good terms with the breath. It'll do all kinds of things for you, give you a good place to stay, give you a way of focusing on a part of the body that's not in pain, so you're not constantly overwhelmed by the pain. At the same time, you're showing goodwill for yourself. Goodwill is an attitude that lightens pain as well. They say in the text that the Buddha was injured by a sharp sliver that went through his foot one time. And so he lay down. And Mara came up and started taunting him and said, you moping here? And the Buddha said, no, I'm not moping. I'm spreading goodwill in all directions to all beings. So instead of focusing on the pain, you can focus on goodwill. You can focus on the breath. Meditation gives you all kinds of alternatives that you wouldn't have had otherwise. So it's a good skill to have. Practice while you're relatively healthy. Sometimes when the health goes away, you've still got the breath. You've still got something good to hold on to, rather than just grabbing at whatever comes by. And a lot of the stuff that comes by as you get older and gets less and less good. Less and less encouraging. But you've got this to hold on to. And this will see you through.